Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 5th, 2025, through Friday, May 9th, 2025. Monday, May 5th, 2025. Former Indiana Operations Manager sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for stealing over $2.5 million from employer, covering up the scheme with tax fraud. Marcy Jean Doughty was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, after pleading guilty to wire fraud, failure to file tax returns, and filing false tax returns. Doughty has also been ordered to pay $2,517,343.05 in restitution. According to court documents, Doughty was employed as an operations manager for a property management business located in Evansville, Indiana. Between May 2017 and June 2022, Doughty ran a 5-year wire fraud scheme, stealing approximately $1,803,466.38 from her employer via unauthorized checks and automated clearinghouse ACH transfers. During this 5-year period, Doughty executed 99 unauthorized ACH transfers, totaling $503,151.59, and wrote 279 unauthorized checks to herself, totaling $1,300,314.79. The funds were transferred from her employer's bank account to her personal bank accounts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, May 6, 2025. Los Angeles director and writer charged with $11 million fraud in connection with streaming science fiction television show. Carl Eric Rinch is alleged to have orchestrated a scheme to steal millions of dollars by soliciting a large investment from a video streaming service, claiming that money would be used to finance a television show that he was creating. Rinch instead allegedly used the funds on personal expenses and investments, including highly speculative options and cryptocurrency trading. Rinch's arrest is a reminder that the FBI and its partners remain vigilant in the fight against fraud and will bring those who cheat and steal to justice. According to FBI Assistant Director Leslie Bakshees, Rinch allegedly stole more than $11 million from a prominent streaming platform to finance lavish purchases and personal investments instead of completing a promised television series. She adds, the FBI will continue to reel in any individuals who seek to defraud businesses. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, May 7, 2025. Former Long Island business owner charged with orchestrating $22 million healthcare fraud, kickback, and money laundering scheme. Oleg Baretsky was charged in a federal indictment with conspiring to commit healthcare fraud, violating the federal anti-kickback statute, conspiring to violate the anti-kickback statute, and money laundering conspiracy. Baretsky was arrested in Naples, Florida. As alleged in court filings from January 2017 to April 2024, Baretsky and co-conspirators engaged in a healthcare fraud, kickback, and money laundering scheme. Baretsky was the owner of Obest Inc., a company in Plainview, New York, that purported to provide healthcare professionals with billing, consulting, and support services. In reality, Obest's principal business consisted of referring elderly Medicare patients to doctors and other healthcare professionals in exchange for kickbacks and bribes. Many of the patients were immigrants from the former Soviet Union, who Baretsky identified through an employee of a nonprofit social service agency that provided housing and other services to senior citizens in Brooklyn and Queens. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, May 8, 2025. Zeta Kicks owner and chief financial officer pleads guilty in $80 million wire fraud and bank fraud conspiracy. Michael Malik Zeta, the former owner and former chief financial officer of Zeta Kicks, LLC, a now defunct Oregon corporation that sold limited edition and collectible sneakers online, pleaded guilty for perpetuating a fraud scheme that cost customers more than $65 million in unfulfilled orders and defrauded financial institutions out of more than $15 million. Malik Zeta has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and conspiring to commit bank fraud. Bethany Mockerman, also of Eugene, has pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit bank fraud. According to court documents, Malik Zeta started his business in 2013 by purchasing limited edition and collectible sneakers to resell online. Beginning as early as January 2020, Zeta Kicks began offering pre-orders of sneakers before their public release dates, allowing Malik Zeta to collect money up front before fulfilling orders. Malik Zeta advertised, sold, and collected payments from customers for pre-orders, knowing he could not satisfy all orders placed. By April 2022, Malik Zeta owed customers more than $65 million in undelivered sneakers. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, May 9, 2025. Founder and former CEO of Biscayne Capital sentenced to 10 years in prison for $130 million fraud scheme. Roberto Gustavo Cortez Ripalda, the co-founder, co-owner, and CEO of international advisory firm Biscayne Capital, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring to commit wire fraud. Cortez pleaded guilty to the charge in September 2023. Cortez was also ordered to pay $3.4 million in forfeiture and $103 million in restitution to over 110 victims. According to court filings, Cortez and his co-defendant, Ernesto Heraclito Weissen Pazimino, founded Biscayne Capital in 2025 to support the financing of South Bay, their real estate development business, focused on acquiring and demolishing properties to build luxury homes. After South Bay began experiencing financial trouble in 2007, Cortez and Weissen recruited investors to inject funds into South Bay's operations. Rather than using those investors' funds to fund South Bay's real estate development projects, Cortez, Weissen, and their co-conspirators used the bulk of the funds to pay outstanding interest and principal debt obligations to other investors. Cortez and his co-conspirators took numerous steps to perpetrate and conceal the scheme, including distributing investment documents with false and misleading information, deceiving investors about the purpose, risk, return, and security of their investments, and creating and sending fake account statements to unsuspecting clients to conceal the scheme. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.